Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 28th of December 2015. Father God loved Adam and Eve. Father God loved Adam and Eve. Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Now, let's take a moment. Now, as I said, we always, today starts from yesterday night when we started examining ourselves for the day. Then only we can change from glory to glory. If we do not examine ourselves, what we did, how we did, did we hurt people, did we offend people? There's such a thing, as I've told you all before, it is such a thing, it's called emotional blindness. It has become so prevalent now that people can hurt people and not even realize that somebody is offended by the countenance of the person, by the facial outlook. You can see whether what you said has offended them or hurt them. Now, if you're ministering and teaching people the word of God and they are offended, they're not offended with you. If you have released the word of God correctly, fully, the full counsel of God, and if they are offended, they are offended with God, nothing to do with you. So don't take it personally. You still release the word of God and you go about and pray for them that they will see, the eyes of understanding will open and that they will change, because without changing and without obeying the word of God, there's no eternal life. And while there's no eternal life, even in this life, the Satan will still kill and destroy, first start stealing your peace, relationship, everything will be going. Yeah, there will be some money here and there, but that also will go finally. And all will crash because he came to steal, kill and destroy. And only leaning on the word of God, leaning on Jesus Christ will settle us. So starting there today, let's look at this. Father God loved Adam and Eve. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine what you have heard all this while is, Father God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. Yes, he did. But then they think, oh, Father got so angry and so fed up and just got rid of Adam and Eve. It's not true. God is love. God is love. That's why Jesus is a very encouraging news today when I'm talking about Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden and what Father God did, what they did, of course. Genesis 3:21-24. And we will look, some of us look at Adam and Eve like, what kind of nonsense is this, you know? They are in the garden, fantastic, they see God. God comes in the cool of the evening, walks with Adam and talks to Adam. The glory of God falls on the evening of each evening, and God loves and cares for Adam and Eve. And then suddenly these people go and do this and believe the Satan, and then they all messed up, and they have our lives all messed up. So Adam and Eve is a useless bunch of people who cause all the problems right up to us. No. We also got choices to make. We are worse than Adam and Eve, because Adam and Eve didn't have, he knew God and all. Eve, now God will teach Adam, Adam will teach Eve, and Adam might have failed in that. But having said in that, the Satan is cunning. But now we are worse because we have Jesus Christ and the power to cast out evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, and the power to bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ from our lives, and command our heart and mind to do the right thing, and yet we do not want to do. Means who is worse? Is it Adam and Eve or we? Now let's look at the scripture. Genesis 3:21-24. Genesis 3:21-24 says, the Lord God made tunics, that means clothes, no? Of animal skins for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us. One of us is us. Us is who? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, knowing how to distinguish between good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take from the tree of life as well, and eat its fruit, and live in this fallen, sinful condition forever. Many Bible translations say, and live forever. He might reach out his hand and take from the tree of life and eat its fruit and live forever. Now, but actual meaning is that live in this fallen, sinful condition forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent Adam and Eve away and Garden of Eden to till and cultivate the ground which he has taken, from which he was taken. So God drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he permanently stationed the cherubim, you know, high-ranking angel. And the sword with the flashing blade which turned round and round in every direction to protect and guard the way, entrance, access to the tree of life. Now, the tree of life, Adam and Eve could eat all the time. Even in the book of Revelation, we'll talk about the tree of life. Those who are saved will get access to the tree of life. Brothers and sisters, this tree of life, it gives life. If you keep eating from there, then you will live forever. What God doesn't want is now Adam and Eve in this sinful nature. When you are separated from God, you will be in a sinful nature. There won't be peace. You will begin to decay. Anything away from life, away from the giver of life, will begin to decay. That's what happened to me. I was away from Jesus Christ, the giver of life, and I began to decay. If I had washed with Jesus Christ, all the mess wouldn't happen. Jesus Christ would have protected me. But I was not. I was doing all kinds of rubbish. And then being my own God, doing what I wanted to do. Now, brothers and sisters, so when we do this, now let's look at the love of God. Now, love of God for Adam and Eve is there means, can you imagine, we, with Jesus Christ, do you not think how much Father God loves you, even when you fall into sin? Even when you fall into sin. Of course, we are practicing sin on and on means you are born of the devil, God says. That means you don't even care what God is telling us. What Father God is telling us, what the Word of God is telling us, what Jesus Christ is telling us, what the Holy Spirit is telling us. You don't even care because actually you are really not born of the Spirit, not born again. Because why? To confess with your mouth that you want Jesus Christ to be your Savior. You accept Him as a Savior, Lord and Master. And that you will submit to Him and submit to His God. You will submit to God Father Almighty. And then you submit to all Jesus Christ in His Word. That's what you say when you are confessing that you are a sinner. You want, you need Jesus Christ. You need the Savior. And you become His servant for the rest of the days of your life. And He becomes your Master, Lord. And until one fine day when you have proven yourself, He may then call you brother. You have to prove ourselves. It's not automatically I just say the sinner's prayer and I'm a brother of Jesus Christ. This is a misunderstanding that's causing so much of trouble. When you simply accept it by confessing your mouth, many don't believe in their heart. Because confess by your mouth and believe in your heart and then you are saved. So because, therefore I used to wonder, I kept telling this, I used to wonder when I was saved, my heart became very sensitive not to sin anymore, fear. Don't sin. But it's not happening to people. Why? They confess by their mouth the sinner's prayer and they do not believe in their heart. Until that happens, you are not born again. When you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, Son of God, died on the cross, rose again, and He washes you with His own blood, and that He is your master and servant, you are the servant, and He's a master and God for you, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and it is He who will take you to heaven. It is He who will guide your steps. It is He who will be your provider. It is He who is everything all in all. And until you come to that point to understand in your heart, believe in your heart is dead, you cannot break free from your sins. You continue sinning because you don't have the faith in the faith of Jesus Christ to set you free. So brothers and sisters, today, those who are practicing sin and be a devil, I can comment on that. But those who actually believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, He has saved us and you want to follow Him, and off and on you fall into sin because some fear or something come, because you're still not grown, you're growing, you're not grown to the point to cast out everything in the name of Jesus Christ. But if you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll cast out evil spirits, huh? Because that's a commandment He gave before He left. Preach the gospel and those who believe, these signs will follow. They will cast out evil spirits in My name. You better do that. Anger, confusion, mind-controlling demons, whatever, you better start casting out. Now, brothers and sisters, now this will prove how much Father God actually loves Adam and Eve and also loves us. He loves us. God is love. Now, what He did? He made clothes. Because Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they knew they were already in sin. Their eyes were open. And what they did? They used leaves to cover themselves, to cover their nakedness. They used leaves. How long can leaf last? It'll dry and fall. It may last 1-2 days or crackle up. And how tough and strong can the leaves be? You sit on the ground also, it'll all be crushed and gone. Father God didn't want that. He took pity. He loved Adam and Eve. He took pity. And he took pity and said, no, I will. He made the clothes, you know. He, Father God, the Lord God, made tunics of animal skin. So he took the animal skin and sewed clothes for Adam and Eve. Adam and his wife. And clothed them. What love! Can you just take a moment and see, Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, takes skins of animals to give permanent clothes, at least last for a while. 1-2 years, you know, can last. Leather, you know, 2-3 years, 4 years. Permanent clothes will last for a while to give Adam and Eve, and they can be kept warm. Leaves can't keep you warm, because they had to get out of the Garden of Eden. Outside can be cold, hot, all kinds of weather. And Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, He was there, the Lord God, He is one. God, Father God, Jesus Christ, Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, all one. They were there. The way He said, they became like us. They made the clothes out of animal skins, Adam and Eve. He didn't just chuck them out. He loved them. He loved them. And two, why did He stop them from eating the tree of life? Because that is also love. Because in a fallen state, you cannot be redeemed. So if we keep on allowing Adam and Eve to eat the tree of life, what will happen? On and on they will live in that wretched condition, in that fallen nature, with no peace, no nothing, decaying, but cannot die. Everything decays without God, but cannot die. And He also was love for us, because can you imagine, Adam and Eve then give, Eve gives birth, Adam and Eve produce children, there will be us finally, isn't it? In that fallen state, in that no solution, but keep on eating the tree of life, fruit from the tree of life, all of us in wretched condition, and none of us, because we can live forever eating the tree, fruit from the tree of life, none of us will turn to Jesus Christ to be redeemed. This is love. This is true love. Love to even send His Son, who was with Him. Father God, Son of God, Holy Spirit was with Him. To tell His Son to go and take the form of a man, to go and suffer and take all the sin, all the curses, all the condemnation, all the curse, all the shame, all the boils, the eczema, the psoriasis, the cancers, every sickness, every illness, every condition. Take it, because of fallen nature, all this has come. Take it and die, nearly to the cross, nailed with Him to the cross, and then goes into hell for us, then comes up again. Now, none of us, including Adam and Eve, will seek for this salvation. If they were allowed to eat from the fruit of the tree of life, they would continue doing. I would have continued doing. Because let us say, when I was all these things, adulterer, violent, fornicator, angry, whatever you want to call, all that was going on. Lying. All kinds of things going on, right? Now, stealing. Because you've been business, you adjust your books, stealing, God calls it stealing. All that going on. Would I be, if I can get the tree fruit from the tree of life and keep eating, would I turn to God the Father through Jesus Christ? I won't turn to Jesus. I'm living. I'm not dying. I will have eternal life. There's nothing to look forward to in eternal life, because I'm in eternal life anyway. I won't know any better. There's no end of life coming. So why would I turn? Brothers and sisters, this is love. Father God loved Adam and Eve. Do not think, even after Adam and Eve committed sin, He loved them. Can you imagine, for a sinner like Adam and Eve, He made clothes made of skins of animals. He made clothes to protect them. He was sad. He took pity. He took pity on me, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ took sadness for me, pity for me. He takes pity on you. Do not run away. Even when you are still sinning, get together, start believing. Command your heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when you command the heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ, believe is not necessary. Because why? In the name of Jesus Christ, everything will happen. In the name of Jesus Christ. You only believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can save you. In that condition, you begin to command the name of Jesus Christ, heart and mind, to stop sinning, to stop craving for sin. And so you must examine yourself and you begin to stop, command areas of your life. If you are angry, do not be angry and sin, he says. And do not let your anger, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Because the spirit of anger will keep on whacking you while you are sleeping. All these segments are before. God loves you. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves me. Even in that nature I was. So even stopping Adam and Eve from taking from the fruit of tree of life and eating, love. It's love. Book of Revelation also talks of the fruit from the tree of life. You can study that. Brothers and sisters, today, remember, even in that condition, Jesus Christ, Father God and the Holy Spirit, so disappointed or whatever they're feeling. Because Adam and Eve decided to eat the fruit that God said don't eat. And they listened to Satan, who tricked them. Don't let Satan trick you now. You and I, don't let Satan trick you now. Don't let Satan trick you and say good things of the world. You see, if you are love of the world and things of the world, you do not have love of Father God in you. Don't let Satan trick you. Don't let your wicked heart trick you. All our hearts are wicked, God said, because they have been polluted by the things of the world and by the teachings of Satan through the world. Don't let your heart trick you. Command your heart in the name of Jesus Christ to obey Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to love Jesus Christ and crave for Jesus Christ, crave for Him and obey His word and lean on His word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this for all of us. Amen. Amen.